Minister Linda Kidd. This is Tiffany calling from California. God morning. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a worthy God we serve. What a worthy God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a worthy God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a faithful God we serve. What a loving God we serve. What a loving God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a loving God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Let praises rise from the inside, from the inside of me. May you delight from the inside. From the inside of me, come fill our lives. From the inside, from the inside of me, set me on fire. From the inside. From the inside of me, 'cause all we want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All we want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Let praises arise from the inside, from the inside of me. May you delight in the inside, in the inside of me. Come feel alive from the inside. Thank you, Jesus. From the inside of me, set me on fire. From the inside, from the inside of me. 'Cause all we want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All we want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All we want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All we want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. And this morning, God, we say, fill our lives till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill our lives till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name, fill our life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name, fill our life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name, fill our lives till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name, 'cause all we want, this is our prayer, God, is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All we want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted lifted high in all that we do. All we want is not about us, but it's all about you. It's for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Everything that we say, God, all we want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Have your way in us and through us, oh God. And in everything that we do, anything that we say, anything that we think, in all of our actions, may you be glorified and may you be lifted high as we go through this another day and a new week that you have made. These things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen. Hope, take it away.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All we want, Lord, it's for you to be glorified and be lifted high. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Psalmist, Minister Al Somberg, Tiffany Lauderdale. Thank you so much for bringing us before his presence this morning with that awesome worship. And thank you, Minister Linda Kidd, for feeding and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart and telling us that we are truly created by the Maker, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And I'm so grateful and thankful that God woke me up this morning on this wonderful morning, Monday morning, to greet each and every one of you and also along with Minister Kidd to say welcome, welcome to the Master's Call, because we are truly fearfully and wonderfully made. Listen, this call started back in 2010 with our awesome and amazing co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, saying yes to the Master and standing on the Word of God, which is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, many of you might say, well, you know, I'm not able to get on every morning, but guess what? We have a website you can go to and get a word any time of the day or the hour. It is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and you'll see that the messages have been archived there as well as the bios of our speakers. But not only that, you can meditate on our theme, which is in 2023, God is requiring sacrificial love to be our lifestyle with a daily demonstration for all to see. For in 2023, sacrificial love sees through the eyes of faith, fostering our unconditional love, guiding us, empowering us, and protecting our freedom and true liberty. And we're standing on 1 Corinthians 13 with that theme. Now, you may also say, well, you know, I always want to be a part of a ministry and that is blessed of the Lord. Well, guess what? You don't have to look any further. You can be a part of this awesome and amazing Master's Call family. It is, you can greet, you can host, you may even have a word from the Lord. You may even be a psalmist to sing sweetly before the Lord. Listen, you can do any that God desires of you to do. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa will contact you. You may also, if you don't want to do it verbally on Fridays, send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us together is this awesome and amazing health and wellness company called Artist International, which is now Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family well over 33 years ago. And now you can get hold of some wonderful health and wellness products. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. Now, not only that, every Monday through Friday after this call is the morning motivational call that's giving you more information, great information on the wonderful products of Artist Life. And I encourage you to tune in today because Dr. Vanessa hosts that call, which is Inspirational Monday, and she thoroughly goes through the awesome and amazing products of these wonderful of this wonderful company. So that number is 667-770-1525. Again, 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-pound. And also, today being Inspirational Day, not only will Dr. Vanessa be the host, but Pastor Everett Thomas will be the speaker of the hour. Now, if you need a bypass number, we encourage you to use this dialing number first before dialing in, 720-844-1215. Again, 720-844-1215. That's to avoid any charges that the company may try to charge. Now, what we are ready for, I tell you, this woman, she's amazing because she is always on the go, always on the move, and everything she does it with the spirit of excellence and the spirit of God's power. And I'm telling you, I thank God for her allowing me to be a part of her life and she being a part of mine. She is a mathematician. She is an industrial engineer by trade. But I tell you, God said, I have more in store for you. She is a teacher. She's a preacher. She's a prophet. She's a mentor. She's a historian. I can go on and on until next week. But for the sake of time, we're just going to stop right there and say she is our mother eagle, a woman who loves the Lord with all her heart and gives you the word in truth and in love. And she is also the founder of Gathering of the Eagles Ministry, and that's where I'm going to stop. Go to the website and get more information, awesome information on her bio. And so the voice you will hear after I finish praying will be that of our mother eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give your name praise and we give your name glory because it is in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. We thank you, Lord, that we are wonderfully and fearfully made by you. We thank you, Lord God, for every good and perfect gift that you have bestowed upon your people of God. And so, Father, with that gift through Dr. Vanessa, we thank you for anointing her and appointing her this hour to deliver your message, Father God. And we, your people, will adhere what thus says the Lord this morning to become more doers of your word and not just hearers only. We thank you, Father, for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in, blessing this telecommunication sanctuary in a prophetic, profound way. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing from this day forward, in the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah to your name. Amen, amen, and amen. I'll turn it over to Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Amen, amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer where you truly touch the heart of God and heaven. Good morning to our entire Master's Call family. Want to give a special shout out of thanks to, I love her little tag, she's given her own self, our grateful greeter, our dear Minister Linda Kidd there in Cincinnati, Ohio, one of the newest members of our TMC family. Thank you for greeting and seating our entire family. I love that tag, fearfully and wonderfully made Monday. And you know that'll preach. You know I wrote that down. I give you credit the first time, Minister Linda, but I'm on my own after that because there was so much meat in that message of that tag alone. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also to our dear Minister Tiffany, our songbird early in the morning out there in California, truly ushering us into the presence of God. All I want is to glorify our Lord and Savior. Thank you for setting the atmosphere into our Mississippi Queen, our host for this morning, Minister Brenda Terrell. Love and appreciate you so much. To our co-founder in her absence, Dr. Pakola Roberts there in Woodbridge, Virginia. Love and appreciate her. As we started this journey, can't believe it, October will be 13 years. God has been faithful to be with us each and every weekday morning. And to God be all the glory. And as I look up and down the board, I see some surprises on the board of people who are joining us this morning. And for those who've been with us since the very beginning, we are humbled and honored that you made time for us this morning. Well, this is so much going on, but we are in the midst of Black Women's History Month, and you know I love making sure the people of God know what's going on, what has gone on, and even though folks try to suppress and eliminate, but they can't change the facts of history. I want to give you just a few. You know, February was Black History Month, and then March was Women's History Month. And you know, the sisters, we've had to truly strive to survive. We said, y'all still leaving us out on a lot of things. So this month of April has been designated as Black Women's History Month. And just a few statistics and things that women have done that aren't often highlighted by women of color. And I'm going to start in the 1900s. In 1938, the first African-American woman to be elected to the Pennsylvania General Assembly and to any state legislation in that state of brotherly love, that city and state, was Crystal Bird Fawcett, the first African-American woman to own a cosmetology school. Y'all aren't going to believe where it happened. In Iowa, yes. Pauline Brown Humphrey started the first African-American owned cosmetology. Yeah, we had been working in it, but we had never owned it till 1939. In 1950, the first African-American woman to be elected to the West Virginia legislation was a sister named Elizabeth Simpson Drury. Also that same year, the first African-American woman to be elected in Michigan legislature was a Charlene White. What about an education? Back in 1952, the first African-American to graduate from University of Arkansas, male or female, she was the first, was from University of Arkansas for medical sciences, was it Edith Irby Jones, and the first African-American woman elected to the New York State Legislature. Come on, right, Reverend Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. That was our Bessie A. Buckingham. So even in spite of, we have persevered, and I'm challenging us to catch the baton. I'm going to end with my state. The first African-American woman elected to the Texas legislature was Barbara Jordan, and I was so blessed to meet her. My brother went to law school at University of Texas and was mentored by her, and she truly was a legend in her own time. And so we're challenged to do our part and be a part of what God is doing. Well, we were in the midst of a series the last time I was with you when I talked about that we're a winner. We're a winner. We are willing. We'll do the work to walk out the word as we worship him in spirit and in truth. We're a winner. We are willing. We'll do the work to walk out the word. And today I'm going to end it up. I think I will end it up finishing up on worshiping him in spirit and in truth. We know the Bible says in John 4, that 23rd through 24th, very familiar passage, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers, hopefully everybody on this line this morning is a true worshiper, will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. In that 24th verse, God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Well, let's all start on the same page by defining what does worship really mean? What does the word worship really mean? Well, in the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary, it's defined as to honor or show reverence for a divine being or supernatural power. Or the two-word definition I've used through the years it gives is intense adoration. Intense adoration. So if you just happily raising your hand and just doing one of those little polite courtesy drop claps, that's not intense adoration. Intense means you're giving it 110%. And in the black church, we've had to pull back and make sure that we give a complete definition. Because for most of us, when we say worship, we just relegate it, many, not all, to just singing. Singing is definitely a part of it, but intense adoration includes giving your affirmation, speaking. It includes just the singing. It includes just giving it all in your actions and your deeds. All of that is the intense adoration, showing great respect or honor or devotion. See, in the Bible, worship describes both the way of life and a specific activity, praising, adoring, and expressing reverence for God, both publicly and privately, are specific acts of worship. In a broader sense, worship refers to an overall lifestyle of serving and glorifying God and reflecting his glory to others. So as we focus on the last half of our theme in this series, as we worship him in spirit and in truth, the main way, the best way, the inclusive way, is that we say or sing or shout in our actions that we only do it according to what God says about us. The wisdom of working the word, walking out his word. We'll see that in another text scripture. We know it. I call it the Hagin scripture from Tulsa, Mark 11. We know those 22nd through 24th verses, but the main verse, that 23rd verse says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Got to believe it, though. Got to be radically sold out. Excuse me. We last talked about, again, with we're a winner, we have to be willing. We talked about that Isaiah 1, that 19th verse of being willing and obedient to enjoy the good of the land. We got to be willing to do the work. Work isn't a cuss word. It's not a four-letter cuss word. Faith without works, from my favorite book of James, is dead. And we got to walk out his word. That psalmist David told you that we got to walk sometimes through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil, for God is with us. His rod and staff, they comfort us. See, intense adoration comes when we say what God says about us, no matter what. Whether you're singing it, saying it, walking it out in your service, your actions, it's got to be with that intensity of 10 plus, with 10 being our highest. Let's examine exactly what we should be saying when we worship, or singing when we worship, or serving as we worship. See, in that say, that S is we got to sanctify ourselves. We got to be set apart as holy to consecrate the process of becoming more like Christ. You know, some of us have swung so far that holiness doesn't even represent what it means as far as pure. We become sometimes legalistic, and that's not always of God. Pure in your motives, pure and holy in doing what we know pleases God according to his word, not trying to compromise. I always say it because this is the clearest way to express it. See, you're not a little pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not. It's not a dusk or dawn kind of thing. It's not a gray area. Either we're going to be sold out, especially in that next S of saying is in this season. He tells us with the Church of Laodicea in Revelation, don't need you lukewarm. I'd rather spew you out of my mouth. God saying, you cause more havoc, as Paul said, you cause more folks to stumble when you say it, I love the Lord with all my heart, and then with your little manipulative happy self, then with your vengeful happy self, and then with your sneaky and all these characteristics that make unsaved people say, you know, what's the difference between an unsaved person and a saved person? And that Church of Laodicea that, God was being so hard on is, when you cause my folks that I'm trying to pull into the kingdom to stumble, because you can out-cuss, you go past cursing. You can out-cuss folks. You can do the things that are clearly against the word. No, we're not trying to judge your heart, but I am a fruit inspector, first of my own, but I'm looking at the fruit. And when the fruit does not line up with the word, that we're not walking it out according to his will. So we got to sanctify ourselves. And when we mess up, be quick to fess up. Be quick to get up and go on. Stop with all the excuses. I blew it. I got angry when I should have been coming as an agent of reconciliation. Man, we had a powerful meeting. You all know I told you how I was just in Birmingham, and God moved with these young girls, and then the devil really did try to get in, and I mean, I had to pull out the best of my reconciliation skills to calm down a situation and had to listen to both sides with a pure and honest heart and help them both see the truth in what each one of them were saying. I say this all the time, and I was getting on my mentee. I was saying, Charmaine, wait a minute. Perspectives are more real than the truth. Let me say that again because somebody will catch that. Someone's perspective to them is more real than the truth. That's why you have over 70 million people who still believe that President Joe Biden is not president. They sincerely believe it. It's not the truth. It's not a fact. But from their perspective, and if we don't sanctify ourselves and give the righteous testimony, forget it if other folks don't catch it. God did. He saw us use manipulation when we should have come with holy, pure motives. He saw us go off, O-F-F-F-F-F, off, when we didn't listen to Ephesians 4:26 of be angry and sin not. And it goes on to say in that fourth chapter of Ephesians that let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth so that you don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit can be grieved when he's in the house, seeing us just do all kinds of stuff that does not glorify him. Sanctify in this season, knowing what to say and what not to say, knowing when to say it and when not to say it, with the sensitivity of Christ. When you're worshiping God, sometimes, you know, I say it all the time, practice that some principle, that shut up ministry, S-U-M. Old folks used to say, if you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. the biggest lie out of the pit of hell is sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie. Some of us are struggling over words that were said to us 20 years ago, especially from people we loved and respected. So sometimes just keep it to yourself till you get the hormones to stop hollering, and you can get in harmony with God, and out of your mouth will only come a hallelujah. When we're worshiping God with the intensity, all that other stuff fades away. We keep the main thing, and we'll do it with the spirit of wisdom. Sophia in the Greek, learn to operate in godly wisdom. Proverbs 4, and all you're getting, get understanding, so that you can cooperate with the flow of the Holy Ghost, with the Spirit of the Lord. And as we learn to be sensitive and cooperate, then our worship goes into a place where the countenance of Christ will shine bright on us. We don't even have to wear a Jesus pin. People will just say, it's just something about her. It's just something about him, even though something has a name called the Holy Ghost. That's what will draw men unto God. When we worship in our lifestyle, in our going in and our coming out, then we truly are those winners. We truly are those foot soldiers of faith. We truly are working it out and letting God do it for his glory and our good. And we're truly watching him take the evil and make it an event that glorifies him when we worship him in spirit and in truth. Learn in every area of your life to say, God, I don't want to hang out in the outer court anymore. I'm tired of being a carnal Christian in the inner court. I'm pressing to be in your presence where the Shekinah glory of God melts, burns out of me, Jehovah Makedesh, everything, anything, all things that are not like you, so I can totally worship you in spirit and in truth. We're a winner. We're willing to do the work, to walk out his word, and now to worship him in spirit and in truth. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. What an awesome word this morning. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. We are a winner, and we are willing to work and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Lord, you have truly been our dwelling place throughout all generations, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the testimonies of the saints. We thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift that you're bestowing upon your people of God. And, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word that Dr. Vanessa have given us. So we ask you, O God, that you pour back into her virtues of your blessings, O God, that you overload and overtake her, Father God, with the anointing like never before. We glorify you, Father, for blessing her going out and her coming in from this day forth, even forevermore. Lord, we thank you, Father, for giving her the desires of her heart this very hour and this very season in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're lifting up many that are going through health challenges. You know all the names, Lord, but some I'm calling out, and I thank you for healing them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Leslie, Jared, Patricia, John and Ella May, Denise, Mitchell, Christina, Erica, Willie, Anthony, Corona, Ryan, Marie, Emilia, Gerald, Robert, Lila, Barbara, Mitchell, Josiah, Ramona, Tracy, Stacy, Ozella, Cheryl, Catherine, Yolanda, Charlotte, Robert, and there are so many others, Father God. Again, you know who they are. We call them healed and whole by the blood of Jesus Christ. Touch our mothers, Owens and Cassandra, Eleanor, Ruth, Margaret, and Watkins. We thank you for touching these mothers, Lord, strengthening them and empowering them like never before. Lord, we lift up the bereaved families, Lord, and we ask that you do a special touch, Lord, to the Tucker and Proud family of the young man, Lord, that was hit by a train. We ask that you touch the O'Neill family, the Dr. Charles family. Lord, you said in your word, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Comfort them, Lord, like never before in this season and in this hour. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Father, for all this life. Thank you for strengthening and empower the company. Papa, Mama, Elia, Alejandro, and Elvia, Father God, touch them all from the top to the least, Lord God, the one that signed up last night. In Jesus' name, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, and amen. Yes, yes, yes. I tell you, you want to share this powerful message. The playback is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POWER. And again, morning motivational call is coming up next, Inspirational Monday, with Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon hosting and Pastor Everett Thomas giving the message. The number again, 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Again, thank you, Minister Linda Kidd, for seeing and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord and that awesome tag. And thank you, Minister Tiffany, for allowing God to use you in the time of worship this morning. And thank you again, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, for this on-time message. And yes, I'm just looking for more of We're Winner. To God be the glory. Turning it over to you to close.
You're always looking for more. I just love you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father God, we just love you. We truly do worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you that these, your people, will not just be hearers of this word, but doers. Father, that we will do the work. We'll walk out the word. And in every area of our life, it'll be a lifestyle of worship unto you. So that as we leave this call, but never deviating, departing, or letting ourselves be derailed from our ultimate purpose, which is to serve you, we will, in our going and our coming, give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Hope to hear many of you all on the Morning Motivational Call shortly. Be blessed.